When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
A big old full switchboard, so I'm not going to give out the phone numbers, but Barry, Daniel, Dave, Jerry, Paul, Chris, stay there, we'll come to it. But Jasmine has called in first. Jasmine, you remember... Well, tell us what you remember.
Hello. One day I just had like this memory of me waiting somewhere, and now I don't really understand where this was.
What was the memory?
Me waiting and watching a bit of my mom's life, but very, very fast, and
she was farting.
Now I've just seen part of her life, but it was like I was waiting for an eternity, but also the time didn't matter.
So you remember a bit of your mum's life where you were waiting for her to conceive you?
Yes.
How do you remember... How do you know that that's a real memory?
You know, you never know, but it was like... It's like real, and I had it as a very little child, and it never left me go without it.
And so you had this as a young child?
Yes.
Wow, this is some freaky shiz, man. Have you spoken about this to your mother?
A few times, yes.
And, I mean, could you, like, give, like, locations or clothing, or could you say stuff that she could verify that you would only know if you had been there before you were born?
Yes, one thing is that I could see her face when she was young, and then she showed me pictures of it years later, and it was exactly her face.
Holy shit. How do you know that you hadn't... Hang on a minute. I can imagine what Kath looks like young, and I've only ever known her old. I can imagine what she looks like younger. You know, less haggard, less bitter,
Fate.
Less grumpy, less frustrated and disappointed with life. You know, the same height, small, but less grotesque.
Yeah, but I think I'm that kind of human who can't really see that.
Okay, you can't imagine what people look like a few years younger. Wow, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, well, my second question then is, how do you know that you'd not just seen a picture of your mum and then, you know, implanted that in your head and then done some, you know, made that up, then sort of time-travelled a little bit in your head?
You never know what happens, what little children really can see and whatnot, but I've heard crazy stuff about it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if anyone else... I've never heard of this before. Has anyone else ever had this experience?
I've also read a lot of books that say that this is possible, and...
Here's what you have to do. Do you listen Do you listen to the Howard Hughes show on a Sunday night?
Yes, definitely.
You have got to phone Howard Hughes up this Sunday. He takes phone calls, but not many people phone him up. You have got to phone him up and share this story, because he'll be able to ask questions that I can't think of. And also, me and Kath will be listening on the way home from Manchester.
Yeah, but this is such a little thing, and he has such big guests on. I don't think I'd have a chance to go through.
Oh, no, you definitely would, because he's always... Here's the thing, we're the only show that gets phone calls, right? And I know for a fact that Howard wants phone calls, because he asks for them, but no one ever phones up. I guarantee, Jasmine, if you phoned up Howard Hughes on Sunday night, you'd be on in the first hour.
You would make his night.
And also, well, he will ask you some good questions, but he'll believe you.
Maybe, yes. I can write to him.
Okay.
And then let's see what happens.
Okay, very... And Jasmine, because I'm enjoying questioning you, you've got to... You die, you're allowed one specific memory that will live with you for eternity, but you forget everything else that ever happened in your life. What's the one thing, one memory that you would take with you?
I'd either take my first kiss.
Say that again, sorry. You do what, sorry?
My first kiss or a nice holiday with my family.
Your first kiss?
Yeah, or a nice holiday with the family.
Okay, that sounds... My first kiss was a bit...
Yeah, mine was very wet.
Yeah, sorry?
Yeah,
it was. Wow, good, was it?
No, it was very... I just remember there was this moment where I thought, at what point is it polite to wipe my face? Because this is... the overspill is quite something.
Jasmine, I'd like you to say hello to Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Are you saying hello to me?
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello?
I...
Hi, Chris. How are you?
More importantly, how are you? What you just said...
I'd say I'm fine.
You had an outer experience... experience. And they're playing this music in the background now. So I think you should ring that chap on Sunday evening. You could have a good chat to you rather than me, because I can't answer your questions.
I also had a lot of body experiences, but that was a bit, not very nice.
Well, I don't know what to say. If it makes you happy, and if it, I don't understand how you can have an out of body experience when you said you knew that.
It's a stage when your body is asleep and you are still awake, and then you can leave your body, but I didn't want to leave my body.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been watching Gavin and Stacey too much. I keep on saying really all the time. The only thing I can say, I've turned into my dad, and my dad is a. So he used to say to me, So I don't understand how you've had this out-of-body experience. You, are you a religious person? Jasmine?
Not really. I started believing in A Course in Miracles a few years ago, but I never believed in the Bible, really.
See, many years ago, I used to do mindfulness.
What's that?
Mindfulness.
Yeah.
So it's like an, you must know mindfulness.
When your mind is expanded.
Well,
I had it once.
Say again, sorry?
When your mind is expanded.
What is it, you just...
Yeah, but Chris, do you believe in ghosts?
Pardon?
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Well, I do, but not in that kind of ghost.
It's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, if that's what you believe in. You know, when I said about mindfulness, my friend, she... gosh. I came downstairs quite quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, she's got a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to be quiet. And her guide dog takes all the toys out of the basket. So as I came downstairs, I trod on one of the, and it was a Sunday morning, and she had the music on, and right so I was trying to be quiet, and I came downstairs, and I trod on one of these bleeding, one of her guide dog's squeaky toys. And I found it so quite funny, actually. I did. I ran out the house. I went in the back garden.
I know people often say that pets can see ghosts because they can kind of like look in different frequencies or something.
Say again, sorry.
The dogs can see different things than humans because they can also hear different sounds that we can't hear.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, yes. Of course.
That is scary.
Well, no, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
You know, guide dogs. So when you speak about things and when... But I can't believe you said that you've had another experience.
Yes, so please. You can actually buy frequencies online out of body experience, and then you can listen to it, and maybe it will work. And it is scary, but a lot of people say it's great.
Well,
I wouldn't do it again.
I don't think you had it in the first time, have you? Really?
Sorry? Really? Yes, I would say really. I mean, I know there are a lot of things that we can't really explain, and this is true, you know. We hear a lot of stories, and I think that some of them might actually be true.
Well, I believe in science, and I don't believe in a god.
Yeah, I believe in science too, because it's obvious, but I also believe that there might be something else as well.
Such as?
Science can't explain everything that's happening, and that's the scary thing about it.
What? If you believe in religion, or if people believe in religion, it doesn't bother me. I think the last time I went to church, I thought, no, it's a bit too religious for me. I couldn't handle it. I had to get out of it. But
you went out.
Pardon?
You went out of church.
I went up to the church. There's a movie.
Yeah,
is a church just up the road from me? And is a movie. I don't know if you know it. It's called Twin Town.
I might have heard of this. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of a lot of things, and I'm also very interested in what's going to happen after death. And
what do you mean? What do you mean? What's going to happen after death? What do you mean? Where do you think you're going to go to then? What do you mean, what's going to happen after death? Come on, Jasmine. Hello?
Beeping on a bell. Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of walking out the front door. I found the photo of the friend that I was looking for. It's hard to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. Am I talking to myself here? Hello? Dear, what a radio program this is. Am I talking to myself here?
I was listening to the music then.
Just shut it, pal.
Pardon?
Just shut it, pal.
Say again, sorry.
Just shut it, pal.
Something about Carl?
A guzzler.
Can you speak properly, please?
I've done a little garden.
I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Are you real?
Are you real?
Are you real?
Who am I speaking to now?
You?
Yes.
Unga, 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 shaga, unga, unga, unga.
Right. Okay, if you want to speak like that. Okay, then. Right, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
I like the mushy peas.
Pardon?
I like the mushy peas.
Go on, Kion. You can't wind me up.
Just shut it, pal.
Pardon?
Just shut it, pal.
I'm going to hang the phone up now because you're talking rubbish.
Please don't go.
You're talking about the Labour government in the 90s now.
Just shut it, pal.
Yeah,
who the hell is Ginger Baker?
You're winding me up now, aren't you?
I did.
Pardon?
What are you beefing on about?
Nothing.
Flipping it.
Siarad Cymraeg? Diolch yn fawr.
Are you real?
Oh, I can play little things on my computer and do things like that, yes. Do-do-do-do-do. Shut up. There's no need of it. I was speaking to one of your guests quite nicely then.
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
I know you wind up your guests, and you're not going to do it to me.
Just shut it, pal.
You're not going to wind me up. I refuse to let you do it.
Please don't go.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
So the lead singer, Pizzicato 5, is Miss Makinamia. I just tweeted, let's all hail at Miss Makinamia, lead singer with Pizzicato 5. And then I clicked on Miss Makinamia's Twitter. What does that say, Catherine?
Oh, follows you.
She follows me. Miss Makinamia follows me, ladies and gentlemen. She follows me. There we go.
Is that a new thing?
Lead singer of P5 follows me. Do you know what? I think I very nearly interviewed her about 8 years ago. And she must have followed me then. She must have followed me then. When I was at Absolute, I came yay close to persuading her to come on, except she doesn't really speak any English, or very, very little. And I said, don't worry, we can get a translator, we can pre-record it, we can take our time with it, it'll be fine. And she was umming and ahhing, and then she kind of went, actually, do you know what, I'm gonna sit this one out. But very, very close. She follows me, ladies and gentlemen. I could send her a direct message right now, Miss Makinamia.
I mean, she wouldn't understand it.
She wouldn't understand it. But, and there she is with Paul Stanley from Kiss. Okay, right. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm going to go through Miss Makinamia's tweets and devour them because I think she's just an absolutely stunning human being in everything that she does. Let's go to Dave first. We've got people, everyone's been waiting for a while. I can only apologise. So let's dive into these calls. Good evening, Dave.
Hello, good evening.
Sorry to keep you waiting, David. What have you got for us?
That's all right. My kitchen's nice and clean now.
Good lad. Good lad. Hey, I found a clean... Listen to me, middle class man. I found a cleaner that I like. I'm wearing a shirt for the first time in ages because she ironed some shirts for me. I've got
no
a regular
way.
Cleaner once every fortnight. Becky's going to come and clean my place.
Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm over that. I went home last night having left her in there going, oh, my God, what's it going to be like? It was clean. It was tidy. It smelt clean. I did the finger test on the shelves. It passed. I booked her every other Monday. She's coming at 5 o'clock.
Did you go full four in a bed and pull like the mattress cover back? And
yes, I did
hairs.
All of that. I licked the rim of my lavvy.
Oh.
And then I realised that actually I'd only asked her to clean the ensuite, not the main bathroom. And I regretted that terribly. So it's all good. Anyway, go on, Dave. What you got?
I had an interesting moral dilemma today, and I was just wondering what either one of you two would have done, because my wife came up with a different answer to what I actually did.
Okay,
that's always disconcerting, isn't it?
Exactly. I was walking the dog today in the woods, and there are two paths, and I was walking down one.
Is this like a metaphor for life? All right, go on. I like this.
There was two old boys facing the trees, and one of them was going for a pee.
Okay.
And I carried on walking, and as I walked round, I met up with them, and it turns out that one of them was my next-door neighbour.
Oh.
And he said, oh, hello, Dave, this is my friend so-and-so. And the bloke went, oh, hello.
No.
Nice to meet you. And
no.
And put out his hand.
To shake his hand, of course. Ooh, he did.
Yeah.
Dirty boy.
So what would you have done?
Well, let's just check. Had he been using his hands, or was he assuming the hands-on-head position?
No, he'd been using his hands.
Oh, blimey.
Well, here's the thing, Dave. Let me let you into a little secret. I've made a life choice.
Go on, then.
9 times out of 10, I don't wash my hands after a pee. I will always wash my hands now after a poo. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
I don't pee on my hands. My penis is clean, right? So it's the same as me touching my face. same as me scratching my back. Probably cleaner than scratching my back, which is very spotty at the moment. Penis is clean,
well,
and my hands are clean.
Except your face isn't trapped in a pair of pants for 8 hours a day. And sweating.
Charles me a fine thing. Charles me a fine thing. Charles me a fine thing. I think you are wrong for not shaking his hand. I think that's rude. I think that's ill. You should have unzipped him and shook his penis.
What?
That's what men like doing in the woods, so I hear. No, you should have. Of course you should have shook his. So what did you do? Did you leave him hanging?
Literally.
I did. No, I didn't. I said to him, I'm not shaking your hand. I said, I know where it's been.
Oh, you actually said it?
He said it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, mate.
Did you
I know. My wife said you should have just shaken his hand and washed it when you got home.
Did you say it in a humorous way or did you do a disgusted face?
No, I was trying to be humorous. I said, no, mate, I'm not shaking your hand. I've just seen you having a pee. I know where your hand's been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that's
And the thing is, it didn't register and he was left there hanging with his arms still out. After I said it, his hand was still there and it wasn't registering and I thought, oh, God, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, mate.
There you go.
That was an awkward... And what did your wife say? You should have shook his hand.
She said, yeah. She said, you should have shook his hand and washed it when you got home.
Yeah.
No, man. Yeah. No, man.
Your wife is right.
She's a nicer person than me.
Well, here's the thing. That's probably what I would have done, but only because I'm a people pleaser and I wouldn't have had the guts. I was going to say balls, but obviously he had the balls. I wouldn't have had the guts to say what you said. But I also get the feeling that you never know when that kind of thing is... Oh, God, I'm going to say going to pop out. Sometimes
on.
I get myself in situations
Go
where
on.
I will find myself saying that and then it's out there and there's nothing you can do to put it back in. But you know what I mean? I think you were...
Yeah.
I think it was fair enough what you said, but... I would have probably gone with the flow. I'm not doing this on purpose, honestly.
Terrible, terrible human beings. Terrible human beings.
Wow, though, fancy doing that. That, to me, shows that blokes still... I mean, I know that there's a lot of conversation, and I heard Matthew Wright, they were talking about whether now it's swung too far the other way.
Catherine, what are you doing? Is this a carry-on film?
And that now men are the new women. But, you know, when we can pee in front of each other in the woods and then go and shake each other's hands, then we'll know we're at the top of the tree.
You'll be peeing from the top of the tree?
I mean, yeah. That's when you know you're really winning the life.
Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi.
Do you know what I mean? Women don't do that. Not unless they're really, really desperate and then they'll hide it. Blokes just do it anywhere.
I couldn't believe it, though. It's just, no, I thought it's not on, man. I wouldn't have even offered my hand if it had been me. I'd say, all right, mate, how are you?
Give him a wave.
And that would have been it. Yeah, exactly, a little wave, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, Dave, I think you're a very rude man and you should have shook your neighbour's friend's hand. That's disgusting of you. Outrageous.
His wee stained hand.
Thank you. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
What am I supposed to say next, I wonder?
Oh, you don't have to say anything, Paul. How are you doing?
No, I'm fine.
You've been waiting for a while on the phone. I appreciate your patience.
Patience,
yeah. Yeah, I appreciate your patience. You know, everyone can be as patient as you. What have you been up to today, Paul?
Yeah, good question.
Ah, I like to ask the good questions.
Not a brilliant question, but whatever did I do? Well, I went downtown. I think,
Downtown, Anything else? Just went downtown?
Yeah,
that's all right.
I went downtown. I had something to eat down there.
Yeah. I'm trying to lose weight at the moment, so don't talk to me about food.
And then came back.
Well, it sounds like you've had the perfect day. Doesn't it? That sounds like you've had the absolutely perfect day.
Yeah, I suppose. It was not a perfect day. But...
It's such a perfect day.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Meditating.
I'm looking at Japanese CDs on Amazon Japan. I've got no idea what I'm doing, but I'm clicking buy.
Amazon Japan, yeah.
Japan, yeah. I don't think I can log in on. I don't think you can buy stuff on Amazon Japan anymore. You travelled much, Paul? Have you been anywhere, or have you just stayed in this country?
Paris.
Been to Paris?
Yeah.
What was that like? Would you enjoy it?
It was ages ago, a long time ago. Holland as well.
Holland.
I've been to Holland.
Yeah.
I went to Holland first. This was years ago when I was doing my fine art degree.
Yeah.
I did that. During the degree, we went to Holland and Japan.
France. You didn't go to Japan.
Sorry, not Japan.
France. Holland and France.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah.
And what degree did you say you were doing, Paul?
Fine art.
Fine art. Wow.
But I can't really do much now in that area.
So you were an artist yourself. You weren't studying it. You weren't looking at the history of art. You were actually an artist.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd love to see. Do you have any of the stuff, any of your work left, or has it all got lost in life?
Yeah, I think much of it's got lost in life.
Yeah, these things do, don't they? But you can't paint now, did you say?
Well, yeah, because I think I've been told you can't really remember it, but someone pushed me out the second story window straight onto concrete, and I broke my wrist in skating. I think it tends to shake a lot now. My left hand, usually.
When did that happen, Paul? That sounds horrific.
It was, yeah. I think over a month in hospital, unconscious,
Yeah. Was that a long time ago?
Yeah, quite a long time ago, yeah.
And what kind of stuff did you paint, Paul?
What kind of stuff? I wasn't a very good artist, I don't think. Although, I did have a bit of time in the back rooms of a church.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I painted, and this is after I'd done my degree.
You've lived a life, haven't you, Paul?
Hey?
You've lived a life.
Alive?
You have lived. You've experienced some things.
A few, yeah,
I can tell. Do you never think about? I mean, do you sketch? Do you draw? Do you never think about painting now?
No, not really.
No.
No, it doesn't trouble me because before that, I mean, before I left school, I played chess, you see.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to play. I think it was board six, Leicestershire, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did get a little trophy once, so yeah. I've got many trophies, but not one.
For chess? Wow.
Yes, yes.
I like chess. I like it a lot. I haven't played it for ages. I'm not very good at it, though. But I did used to like it. I should start playing chess again.
Yeah, I got, what was it, the Under 16 Championship of Leicester and Leicester.
Wow, flipping excellent. You were good.
Yeah, but not good. I'm not that. I don't think
they don't give trophies out, you know, for being rubbish at chess. Maybe they do, actually. I don't know. Maybe there is a trophy for people who aren't very good. I don't know, but I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, it's, passive sort of things. And then it went all wrong, didn't it? Because it went all wrong with this. Stupid schizophrenia and epilepsy.
Do you remember when... Were you always schizophrenic, or was there like do you remember a point when it kind of kicked in?
No, I don't remember. They I don't know, some sort of diagnosis they came up.
Yeah.
With, I've got paranoid schizophrenia. Dr. Warrington was looking, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
They just, voices, they talk about voices. I have heard voices on occasions, but, you know.
Friendly voices or not?
I don't know. The friendly voices tend to be friendly.
Good.
Which is good. Well, at the moment they tend to be friendly, but the voice, I don't know. I thought it was some sort of guru or teacher that appeared in my head.
Well, blimey.
Yeah. Sort of that sort of but then that was something else, but I can't remember a word really that he was saying. He was speaking in English, but I can't remember.
Paul, listen, I have to go because I'm late for the ads again.
Yeah,
I really enjoy our chats. I hope you do as well. I get a lot. I think we've learned a lot about you tonight, and it's always really interesting. So I really I want to say thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, mate. You sleep well, and maybe we'll speak later in the week.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Bye. What a nice guy. It's the most lucid we've conversation, and there's always a story.
Yeah.
As an artist.
Just shows what giving someone a little bit of time can do.
He's an artist.
Chess champ,
and got pushed out of a second story window. Now, there is always a chance that he's winding us up, and none of that is true. But I believe it. And he's travelled, and he's been hampered by crappy illness. What a nice guy. Thanks for that, Paul. I really appreciate that. That was lovely to learn a little bit more about you. Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a story. Barry, you're next. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Some show tonight. Some show. And I'm not feeling great tonight. I kind of a bit wobbly at the moment. And driving home last night, I just suddenly felt I'm very good at the moment. I've had a couple of weeks of being really good. And I'm getting, as I get older, I'm getting better of noticing the signs, spotting the signs that I'm up for a little wobble. And last night, I caught myself fantasising for 20 minutes about, I was having like anxiety fantasies. And then just today, I started off great. Today I was like, I'm not bipolar because that belittles, but this morning I was like, yes, listen! And I tweeted, I'm alive and I'm living. And then an hour later I felt the slide back down again. So I didn't know if tonight's show was going to be good, but tonight's show is great. This is a great show, and it's about to get better because we're joined by Barry. Good evening, Barry.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Hello, Barry.
Still a numberless life member.
Good.
Very happy about it.
That's the way it should be. That is the way that it should be. There is only one other person who is numberless, and you two, your time will come. Your time will come, and you'll be required to perform your mission.
Here we go, then.
Yeah, but we don't know what that mission is.
He's primed, you can tell.
That is why. What can we do for you, Baz?
Well, I'm just saying, I've really enjoyed the show. I listen every night. It's reminded me of sort of the older shows. I think...
You mean it's good? You mean it's back to our normal good self as opposed to the rubbish we've been doing last year?
No, it's a different buzz. Every night's a different buzz. But, yeah, it just reminded me for some reason of the older shows. I really like the subject to death. I think we should have an acceptance, a familiarity with it because it's something that's going to visit us all, you know?
I've said this for ages. We should teach death at schools. We should teach it about what I... Here's the thing, I don't know how to organise a funeral. I wouldn't know what to do. I'll find out at some point, and I'll find out the hard way. And like everybody, I'll spend $5,000 more than I need to spend. But we should teach death at school. We should talk about it. Because no one talks. You don't talk about it. So when it happens, it's a weird thing because we don't talk about it. No one knows what to say. What do you say to someone whose brother's died? Well, let's discuss it in a classroom before you're in that situation so that we've got a few ideas of what you definitely don't say, what you definitely could say, and some ways to kind of improvise your way around it. Because people get scared when someone... A relative of mine died. Apart from really close friends like Kath, people wouldn't really know what to say. Oh, yeah, his mum died. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
I remember we had that conversation when your dad passed, and it was...
Yeah.
I only knew because I made a huge goof when I was about 23. I had friends who'd had a baby who didn't make it. And I didn't know what to say, so I didn't say anything, thinking... they'll be busy. They won't want to talk to me. I'll give them a ring in a week or so. And of course, I never did.
Yeah.
Never felt able to talk about it. And years later, a year later, I apologised and I said, "Listen, I'm really sorry. I just didn't know what to say, and I should have said something." And we had a chat about it, and they just said, "You know, you don't have to. There's nothing you can say to make it better,
no. But
it's just knowing that you're there and you note it." And what I said to you was, we can go for a coffee, you can talk about it, you can not talk about it, but just know that I'm thinking of you.
My thing now is it hasn't happened too often, but if someone close to a friend of mine dies, I phone them up, just saying that there's probably nothing I can do, but if there is anything, quite often if it's like, you know, a day or two after, they won't answer. That's fine, just leave a voicemail saying, "Look, I probably can't do anything, but if you need anything, I'm here, I'm thinking of you," and making that contact, because so many people, not out of meanness like you, they just go, "I don't know what to say, I'm not going to say anything," or "I don't want to disturb them while they're grieving, so I'm not going to say anything."
Yeah, and for me, I was a kid,
and
I felt uncomfortable, never dealt with that kind of thing before, it was so tragic. And yeah, I must admit that probably it was an excuse saying that.
Yeah.
"I'm not going to go around there, I don't want to disturb them," was a comfortable excuse because I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah. See, let's talk about it, guys. It's just people. It's just people, Barry.
Yeah, it happened with Chris. I mean, it was quite fascinating conversation with Jasmine.
Yeah, wasn't it, Jasmine?
She said, I wonder what happens after death.
What do you reckon happens? You're a Buddhist, aren't you? Do you reckon we cut your reincarnation and all that?
Well, yeah, I mean, in Buddhist meditation, they think we're a little bit morbid because we do a lot of meditation on death. And
yeah.
It's to create the familiarity that when it happens, the sort of mind, it's about dying in a happy mind, which is usually the three minds that we've got. There's gross, subtle, and very subtle. The very subtle mind is the mind that we die in, and that's when you're very sensitive.
There's a T in the word, subtle.
Subtle.
So that's it. You were saying subtle. You sound like my eldest, subtle. He's dropping his T's now, subtle.
When he's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude. My youngest, my 7-year-old, started remembering what he's learning in school now. So when, but when I pick him up from school, what did you learn today? I can't remember. But now I'm getting like stuff. Today we talked about the Titanic. He told me all about the Titanic. Can't remember what it was the other day. But then last week, what did you learn? We learned about Buddhism.
Oh,
I was like, whoa! And I was asking. So who's the kind of main dude in Buddhism? Buddha. Okay. And he was telling me about reincarnation, and it was great. It was a great little chat about it.
See?
And that's what you're saying, Ian, about talking to young people. I recently was asked to go and talk to the clubs about Buddhism.
Were you? Wow.
And the people next door is an evangelical church next door, and they were looking at all different faiths. So they said, do you mind going along? I said, no, I'll do my best. I've just about got one foot out the swamp, but I'll try my best. And, you know, those kids were, like, really, really interested. And it doesn't have to be morbid.
No.
It doesn't have to be something we shut away.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, I talk to the boys about death a little bit. The dad of a friend of my youngest has died recently. And so I've kind of, you know, just every now and then I just check how if he's okay with it and how he's doing with it and if he's got any questions. And we have quite frank, open conversations, and then he'll suddenly start talking about playing Fortnite again, because that's what kids do, and that's fine. Barry, always good to talk, mate. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Yes, I was just gonna, I listened to your podcast yesterday about plasticine.
Oh, yes, plasticine, yes.
And then when Catherine retaliated with the cola.
Don't know what that is. That was computer editing. That didn't actually happen in the show. A lot of people have directed me to that. That didn't happen in the show. That was computer editing. I didn't make a mistake. But carry on.
It really made me laugh anyway.
I'll make you laugh in a minute in hospital. From the other side of your face. I'll make you laugh from your a-hole.
Wow. That's it, not the other side of his face. That's mean.
Really cheered me up. I needed cheering up, and it was really good.
It is... absolute nonsense, this show, Michael. But sometimes you need absolute nonsense. And I'm happy. Listen, I'm a jester. I'm a clown. I'm happy to act the fool if it provides people with entertainment. And I know that there's always someone dumber than me.
Yes.
Don't look at
me.
I only
ever listen to your podcast. I don't ever listen to you live. Do you get irritated by people like me, or...?
Yes!
Sorry.
What, Michael's?
No, listen, I'm sure I speak for both of us. We're just grateful that anyone listens. Yeah. If you can listen to the show, that's great. If you can listen to 5 minutes of the show, that's great. If you listen to the podcast, beautiful. Thank you very much for, you know, inviting us into your ears.
We recognise the fact that, you know, very few people watch TV at the time the TV's on these days. How can we expect people to listen to the show from start to finish every single night? It's wonderful when they do, but if you listen to the podcast, that's still brilliant.
Yeah.
We appreciate your support. And thank you. And you've picked the best radio show in the whole goddamn world.
Thank you both.
Hey, nice one, Michael. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. 0344. Switchboard's empty for the first time this evening. Wow, gosh. What a busy show. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.